Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
When Ron Kim says that Cuomo, he says, "I will destroy you, I will destroy your career." Who does that? That is something thoroughly believable to me coming from Cuomo.
He's history's greatest monster.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I would not be voting for President Trump again.
Oh, yeah? Well, I predict you fall down a flight of stairs.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says he is recovering from a weekend fall that knocked him unconscious. Romney said he fell while visiting family in Boston. Speaking with reporters, he also joked, "Yeah, I had kind of a tough weekend. I went to CPAC. That was the problem."
It really is just like a festival of toxic masculinity.
Well, I must say, to Claire's point, I'm increasingly embarrassed to be a white male these days.
And it's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's perfectly normal.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Something about me looking like a gender-neutral potato head.
He's sarcastic and moody at times, but he can control his body parts when they're detached. Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I'm embarrassed that John Brennan is a white male. I'm not embarrassed that I'm a white male. Is he so embarrassed he's going to give up his pension? Or his big paycheck from CNN or MSNBC? I can never keep them straight. Which networks they work for. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Just want to start off with a couple of things here. Try not to let this destroy your faith in the pardons of Barack Obama. Remember when he was pardoning hundreds of drug dealers? He said, these are all nonviolent criminals, mainly because they had pleaded down the 30-year mandatory that they were going to get for having an unregistered machine gun with obliterated serial numbers in the trunk of their car. And so then since they weren't convicted of any gun offenses, he said they were nonviolent. Rochester, New York. A Rochester man whose sentence was commuted by President Barack Obama has pleaded guilty to new drug charges. I'm sure Biden will be pardoning him very shortly. Federal prosecutors say 46-year-old Reuben Bullock pleaded guilty to possessing with intent to distribute 500 grams or more of cocaine and violating federal supervised prison that he had bought the day before he was busted. He had bought a kilo of cocaine for $45,000. Hunter Biden could not be reached for comment, although I'm sure Hunter is putting a good word in his father's ear. They found $8,000 in cash in addition. Meanwhile, you know, you've been wondering, what are you going to watch on TV? What are you going to listen to as a podcast? The Obamas, this is just what you've been waiting for. They're going to produce an all-Muslim podcast for Ramadan. Esquire magazine. And again, who knew Esquire was still publishing? I don't think they are. I think this is a website now, a blog. Barack and Michelle Obama have their Ramadan plans ready, Esquire happily reported, so you don't have to worry anymore that the Muslim holy month might catch the first couple of the media elites unprepared. The Obamas have announced a new season of their Higher Ground podcast called Tell Them I Am, which will feature a collection of narratives from Muslim voices. Oh, that's great. I was wondering what I was going to listen to next after re-listening to Dirty Rats. 844-500-4242. Texas Johnny says, Governor Abbott just opened Texas and rescinded the mask mandate. God bless Texas. God bless Texas. And the CDC, though, is worried. They're worried about the mutants. They're worried about the variants. You know, the South African variant, the UK variant, the Brazilian variant. Don't say the Wuhan virus, though. That's a hate crime. Joe Biden
has... You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
Big guy has said you can't say the China virus. But there is another virus that he's promoting now, another mutant. It's called COVID-9. We played the cuts last week about it. COVID-9. But you can fight it with Vaccine, which is, I assume, is if it's like Vaccine, it's available over the counter, correct? All right. The first thing I wanted to say here is this this follow-up to the Dr. Seuss story from yesterday. It turns out that, I guess this is old news, but we just didn't know it before. Dr. Seuss Enterprises, which works with Penguin Random House, decided last year to stop publishing and licensing 6 titles. If I ran the zoo, and to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street, McGilligot's Pool, On Beyond Zebra! ! Scrambled Eggs Super! ! And the Cat's Quizzer. So I saw this morning, and I said, I better get on there. A few years back at this show, we had the Howie Carr Show had a bunch, hundreds of Dr. Seuss books. I can't remember where we got them from or how we were dealing them out, if we were selling them for reduced prices or what was going on, but we had a ton of them. But our listeners are pretty astute Dr. Seuss consumers, as I consider myself to be. And they were buying up all the good ones and leaving the crappy ones behind. So today when I saw this, I couldn't remember how many I had left, or, you know, I have a lot of books that are put in storage now when we downsized. And so I don't know what I had, and I wanted to make sure I had them for the kids or their kids, my grandkids. And so I went onto the website, and I went for McGilligot's Pool, which is my all-time favorite Dr. Seuss book. I couldn't find a single McGilligot's Pool on the used book sites for under $200. Then I saw a few, and that they said $29.95. I said, "Oh, this looks good." And then I realized it was in Spanish. So then I gave up. And then I went. So I said, "I'll get the." And to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street, which is another really good one. It's one of the earliest ones that he wrote back in the '30s. And I found that one for $6. And I said, "Boy, this is really a lucky break." But then what I expected to happen, what I was afraid was going to happen, did happen. About an hour later, cancellation. That obviously decided that they could get a lot more than $6, this used bookstore, and to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street. So they canceled my order. So I don't have any right now. All right. 844-500-4242. Jay from Chelsea. What kind of doctor is Dr. Seuss? Is he one of those Jill Biden doctors? Yeah, I think he is.
How dare you?
Do you know where Dr. Seuss is from originally? He's from Springfield. I think that's where the Dr. Seuss Museum is. Theodore Geisel, I believe, was his real name. And he was kind of a lefty. And he worked for New York tabloid, left-wing tabloid PM, until it went out of business. And he wrote a lot of pro-Soviet cartoons, pro-Stalin cartoons during World War II, but he didn't like the Japanese very much. He was kind of on board with President Roosevelt and Governor Earl Warren out in California when they were rounding up the Japanese Americans and putting them in the internment camps or concentration camps. But this is so ridiculous. And Grace played a cut of Michelle Obama, who's now producing this wonderful Muslim podcast, talking about how much she and Barack loved reading Dr. Seuss. And tell me any parent doesn't love reading Dr. Seuss to the kids. I mean, The Cat in the Hat, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. I mean, they haven't been affected yet. But I mean, this is the way it always starts. You know, they're going to find something offensive in The Grinch or Cat in the Hat. And, you know, something will happen. This is really a bad sign. Tuesday, today, would have been Dr. Seuss's 117th birthday. So he was born in, 1904? 1904 and I believe Springfield. But he was a great author. 844-500-4242. A Chinese man who eats with sticks. I guess that's what got the Mulberry Street banned. He's got the chopsticks, and he's wearing one of those coolie type hats, and everything's gone. It's all gone. It's a shame. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls. We come back. There are many stories to get to here today, and I guess we're back. Oh, it's Mulberry Street in Springfield. So that's why it says Mulberry Street. And to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street. All right. So I guess we're back on. We must be back on in Springfield today. Thank goodness. We'll talk more. We'll talk about the Hampden County Retirement Board on the eve of their big meeting. We'll talk about that at 6 o'clock. I was going to do it last night. There are new developments. It turns out a guy who's now a judge was getting illegally paid for his health care benefits, along with the former state senator who has now resigned his part-time gig. He's going to get by on his $150,000 a year as a paid lobbyist in Boston. We got a lot to get to today. 844-500-4242. My friends at Eden Pure know that winter is not over. It was 13 degrees in Boston this morning. That's why for one day only, they are having a huge, huge sale on their Gen 40 heater. This is the best buy you're ever going to get on the Gen 40 heater. Today only, it is buy one, get one free. BOGO, that's an incredible savings. Gas and oil prices are skyrocketing through the roof. Robert from the Cape says the Gen 40 heater performs like no other heater I've ever used. It is remarkable. The Eden Pure Gen 40 makes you feel warmer than your furnace, and it also costs less to run. You may be working more from home now, and you've probably already noticed the increase in heating bills. The Eden Pure Gen 40 will pay for itself in a matter of weeks. But with this deal, it's more like days. If you only need one, buy one for somebody you like. Buy one for your kids. Buy one for your parents. Buy one for your siblings. It's a great deal. If buy one, get one free. This is whoever you give it to will thank you forever. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com and use code word Howie BOGO. This is a one-day only sale, so act today. EdenPure.com and don't forget code word Howie BOGO. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here, chumps. More Howie Carr after this. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
Take advantage of an irresistible new offer from HelloFresh and get simple recipes and fresh, pre-portioned ingredients delivered to your door. No more messy visits to the supermarket and running into Karen and having to have your mask. Massachusetts, unlike Texas, is not open for business, as you very well know. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12. Now, you know what happened to Mitt Romney this weekend. He was in the Boston area visiting his kids, or some of his kids and some of his grandchildren. And now today there's a headline, Romney has a black eye after falling during a recent visit to Boston. Here's an updated version. Romney knocked unconscious, gets black eye and stitches, and he claimed he didn't know how many stitches he got after his accident. Now, some people get injured, and, you know, there are immediately rumors that go around, you know, for some people. I would be one of those people that the rumors would go around. That's why I posted the video of myself falling off the bike so you could see I wasn't assaulted. It was not a hate crime of someone hating me. It was me being stupid with my glasses. Mitt Romney, you know, he's Dudley Do-Right. So the rumors that would follow other people involving an incident with black eyes and stitches and being knocked unconscious do not seem to follow him in the same level that they follow most people, most guys. But still, I have my questions about this incident. So that's the poll question today. Jared, what is exactly the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Has Willard M. Romney told us the full story of his weekend fall in Boston?
I think not. No, I do not think he's told us the true story.
4% of the audience believes that Willard Mitt Romney has told us the full story.
860, do you think this is the same guy who beat up Harry Reid a few years ago, beat up Willard Mitt Romney laughing out loud? This could be, there are similarities there, mysterious stuff. But on the other hand, you know, Harry Reid was injured in the bathroom, much like Joe Biden was injured in the bathroom. An assault exercise bike or some such thing attacked Harry Reid. A dog's tail attacked Joe Biden. We don't know what attacked Willard Mitt Romney, but perhaps we'll find out someday. 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, good afternoon, Howie. So hi. There's this diner out in Springfield called Charlie's Diner, and before the election, they were running a special. They had a Trump burger and a Biden burger. But the Biden burger, the food sales tax on it, they marked up at $86, so nobody bought it. And I talked to the waitress there today, Tricia, and she said that they're considering running a green eggs and ham special for breakfast in the mornings.
And that would be great.
I said maybe you ought to donate some of the proceeds to a childhood literacy program. And that'll really frost the liberals because they're teaching them how to read Dr. Seuss in Springfield.
The way to get kids to read is to give them something they want to read, right? Give them something that's entertaining. And the rhymes, too. It's a great product on so many different levels. And, of course, they want to get rid of it because that's what cancel culture is all about. It's a damn shame. And isn't there a Dr. Seuss museum in Springfield, too, Bob?
There is, and I've been to it several times with the kids. And, you know, you've got the Basketball Hall of Fame, Dr. Seuss, you've got the Springfield Armory, and then Smith & Wesson right down the street. So Biden's going to look to cancel 3 out of 4 of those, and then your economy in Springfield's going to really go down the tubes.
Thanks for that, because the casino isn't working out quite the way they anticipated, is it? It looks nice, but it's not the big draw that they thought it was going to be. Thanks for the call, Bob. Lance, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lance.
Hey, Howie. Hey, before I get to the Dr. Seuss, I want to give you props for your book that you don't mention enough. Your Killers was really a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you. That's my novel. It's still available. Thank you.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it, especially because you have a lot of phraseology that's like old time, and you incorporated all of them in this book. And I'm like, man, he should really be promoting that a little bit more. But, you know, I don't know when it was released. But anyway, I'll get
no, it did okay. But it's it wasn't as much of a success as the nonfiction books like Hitman and Brothers Bulger and Ratman. But people like those and Kennedy Babylon. Maybe I'll try another one, Lance. Maybe I'll try another one of those killers books, those mystery books. But thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
How are you today, sir?
Good.
Since they're going after Dr. Seuss, are they going to go after Winnie the Pooh because he steals honey from the bees?
Boy, you're right. He's practically a colonialist, isn't he? And that's a good point. Winnie the Pooh, the bear, he's oppressing the bees.
Forget that, Howie. He doesn't wear any pants.
Well, what's wrong with him? He's just a member of the New York Democrat Party. That's all. I mean, how many New York Democrats really do wear pants when you get right down to it? Thanks for the call, John. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, good afternoon, Howie. Bill from Springfield, Mass. Hi. I was born in the 50s, like I'm sure you were, too.
Yeah.
And I grew up with Dr. Seuss and whatnot, and I never found anything offensive or, anything to change your opinion about anything. It was just, and Mulberry Street's not a place you want to live anymore. Maybe back in 1901, whenever he was born, that was. But it's terrible. And one more thing, Howie.
So what you're saying is you'd be seeing a lot of different things on Mulberry Street today in Springfield.
Yeah, probably a lot of needles.
All right, I gotta move on, Bill. Thank you. 844-500-4242. When we come back, we'll be doing Grace's News. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I guess the New York Post just posted a story about how the prices of these scrapped Dr. Seuss books have skyrocketed on eBay and on the used book sites. I could have told them that. I saw it this morning with my own eyes. I'm sorry, all my stuff is stashed in some warehouse somewhere, because I know I got some of those books left, because they didn't all sell. Only the good ones sold. Anyway, now it's time for Grace's News.
Yes, Howie, I'm here to let you know that now I am being tagged in stories about how Winnie the Pooh is in fact canceled, and we just didn't do enough research on that. So thank you for your last segment, because now my Twitter is being flooded with Winnie the Pooh is actually not a boy, he might be a girl, and things of that nature.
Is he trans?
That's what I think.
If he's trans, he can't be canceled. Or he, she. I don't know what Winnie's pronouns are.
Hold on. Let me check this out. So this is the tag here. Someone tagged me and said, @ G Curly, get woke. And it's a picture of Winnie the Pooh. It looks like it's from 17 magazine. Is Winnie the Pooh actually a girl? We were lied to our entire childhood. Winnie the Pooh is not a boy. She is a girl, and she's from Canada, not from England. In a picture book called Finding Winnie, The True Story of the World's Most Famous Bear, we learn that Winnie is actually
named... just because you write a story about Sherlock Holmes, it doesn't mean it's really Sherlock Holmes, right? I mean, you're not Arthur Conan Doyle. So, I mean, unless you're the... Who wrote Winnie the Pooh? A.A. Milne or something? Was that his name? I mean, unless it's by A.A. Milne, it's not Winnie the Pooh, is it?
Oh, you're trying to say that our sources at 17 Magazine might not be accurate?
Well, you know... If you want to make Winnie from anywhere, you could make Winnie the Pooh from Winter Hill in Somerville, right?
Yeah.
You could make him from...
You could. I know you could.
Halton, Maine. You could make him from Boise, Idaho. What is it? Or he, she, whatever it is. But why was Winnie canceled?
No, I don't think Winnie was actually canceled, but he might be not a boy. Howie, I know
next thing you're going to do is tell me Corn Pop doesn't exist.
Oh, he exists. He's
or
a bad
T-bone.
Dude.
Or composite girlfriend.
I think that T-Bone and Corn Pop and Winnie the Pooh are probably all hanging out right now. Howie, I do want to mention this. I know you you brought it up earlier, but Governor Abbott from Texas has announced plans to fully reopen businesses, and he is ending the state mask mandate. This is by far, I think, the biggest move thus far.
God bless Texas. We used to have that. Where's that sound cut, Jared? Find that sound cut. We used to have that.
Texas's Republican Governor Greg Abbott on Tuesday said he planned to open the state next week 100%, roughly a year after the coronavirus pandemic broke out through the U.S. It would be a good anniversary.
Grace, the recurring question, why are we waiting until next week to do this?
I know.
Why not get this done? I mean, there are a lot of big college basketball tournaments this weekend. People would flock to the bars to, you know, have a good time and watch some games.
No, that's a very good point. And by the way, Howie, in other news beyond Texas, I don't think this is a good sign for Andrew Cuomo. The alleged sex pest, Andrew Cuomo, that's what the Free Beacon called him, hires...
Oh, that's good. I like that.
I thought you would.
That's better than LoveGov. LoveGov, that makes it sound like, you know, he's actually seducing women and they're really falling head over heels for him, where in reality they're just repulsed by his grotesque come-ons.
I mean, Howie, the picture of him from the New York Post today where he had his hands on that girl's face,
yeah.
I said this earlier, but I'm going to say it again. As someone, take out the sexual harassment part of it, which is, there is definitely a line that he's crossing, but it's also just gross. Like, I don't want somebody's hands on my face near my mouth, especially if I have my makeup done for a wedding. They were at a social event. If someone put their hands on my face, I would be like, what are you doing? It's so gross.
If you just had an ordinary type job and you went to a wedding and you went up to a woman you didn't know and you grabbed her back... And then you grabbed her face. people would look askance at you. And this guy's the third-term governor of New York.
Yeah.
And he thinks he can get away with doing this after he makes remarks at the wedding. It's not like he's incognito.
Right. And it was in 2019, for anyone who's wondering, it was in September of 2019 at a crowded, to Howie's point, a very crowded social event in New York City, a wedding. And this is his level of arrogance when he's at that. So you can only imagine what he does when no one's looking. If he's grabbing people's faces in his hands.
I think there's more coming. I said yesterday, I said that I thought there was more coming.
Oh,
100%. I thought he had one left. Now, this one didn't quite rise to the level of, you know, taking him out. But, you know, again, remember, he was one of the guys who was like like a vulture over the carrion, the remains of Eliot Spitzer, getting ready to take over for him when Spitzer became client number nine. And so now, you know, this is like a jungle, right? This is the law of the jungle. He slowed down. He's got a limp now. So the jackals are taking him out. Good.
Yeah.
It's okay by me.
Exactly. And the fact that we kind of get a twofer because he gets taken out, but Chris Cuomo gets taken down a peg, I'm all for it. My heart feels like an alligator. But back to the story here. Andrew Cuomo hires lawyer who defended. Can you guess?
I have it written down. Harvey Weinstein and Woody Allen.
Yes, and Woody Allen. Embattled Governor Andrew Cuomo has retained the services of a high-powered criminal defense attorney who defended Harvey
embattled
Weinstein.
Embattled means on the way out in journalistic lingo.
Now, Howie, I have a question, and I'm still kind of naive with some of this stuff. So if you're a really important person and you're going through this and you need to hire a top-notch lawyer, do you want to go with a lawyer who's associated with Harvey Weinstein? Like, I feel like that's kind of an admission
of
guilt.
I think isn't Harvey Weinstein in jail? So I guess it didn't really work out. But you want to go with somebody who's familiar with the problems that you're facing, which is rampant sexual harassment. So, yeah, I would say he probably made a pretty wise decision.
Now there's all these videos coming out about him. There's one on the New York Post right now where when he was getting his coronavirus test from a nurse, he said, oh, the gown looks good on you. I have to say, some of the comments, they seem to be just running with this now because I don't think they're that egregious. But I thought the picture that was on the Post, if you guys haven't seen it, you should definitely check it out. The girl looks terrified of him. And keep in mind, when you look at the photo, she just met him for the first time. It's really...
Right.
Something.
And it's not like, you know, she just arrived from the CPAC conference in Orlando and she's a big Republican and she's being mauled by this sleazy machine Democrat. She's a Democrat. She's an operative for the Democrat organization. She worked for Biden last fall in the campaign. So she's a moonbat and she's still appalled by this guy.
Yeah, I don't blame her. Grace's news is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my RAV4 XLE. I love my car. I love the process of getting it because everyone there is so nice and they don't put a lot of that car salesman-y pressure on you. But something I think people can really appreciate right now in New England is most of the cars in their showroom are indoors. So you don't have to go car shopping or even, you know, browsing for a lease outside in this frigid 13-degree temperature. You can be inside the sparkling clean showroom, and it's really a beautiful showroom, so everyone should check it out.
What you're saying, Grace, is there's plenty of global warming at Portsmouth Toyota.
Yes, they are located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off of 95. Go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them I sent you. Howie, in other news beyond the love gov, Senate confirms Gina Raimondo for Commerce Secretary. Add that to the list. Raimondo has served as governor of Rhode Island since 2015. I know she's a favorite of yours, Howie, so I wanted to offer you the chance to maybe congratulate her on this new gig.
You know, if she were still the governor of Rhode Island today, they'd be asking her, when are you going to open Rhode Island?
Never.
She would be saying, over my dead body.
Exactly.
And she'll open Rhode Island about the same time Charlie Parker opens Massachusetts. Janet Mills will beat both of them to the punch, I believe.
Yeah. No, I agree. I totally agree. Golden Globes ratings plummet to 6.9 million viewers. I know we mentioned this yesterday, Howie, during my news segment, but we didn't have the exact numbers. It is really, really bad. It's even worse than they originally thought.
You wanted my prediction, Grace? A year from today, we'll be reporting this exact same story.
What, you think it's a standing headline?
These are the lowest ratings. These are the lowest ratings the Golden Globe has ever received since 2021.
It's like when Ryan Seacrest used to say for the season finale of American Idol, he'd always say, "Stay tuned, our most dramatic season finale yet." And I'd go, "He says that every year."
Yeah.
It's true. It's absolutely wild. And Howie,
there was someone said it was a shambolic. Oh, where did I have that? I had it written down somewhere. I can't find it now. It was in an English newspaper. They called it a shambolic hellhole of Zoom ineptitude or something to that effect. Shambolic, yeah, though, was the key word.
It was like having to watch a Zoom meeting with like a work Zoom meeting, but all of your coworkers are smug elitist millionaires in, you know, gowns. That's what it was like. The tech glitches were terrible. But Howie, I just want to end on this quick note here. First of all, we talked a lot about Andrew Cuomo in this segment. No one's enjoying the downfall of Andrew Cuomo more than Bill de Blasio. He's really trying to parlay this into his next gig. And
yeah, but you know what, the thing is, though, they're like two guys on death row, and it's just who's going to be executed first?
No,
you know?
Exactly.
I mean, de Blasio's all done, too.
But Howie, you put it so well, and I mentioned this earlier today, but you really summarized de Blasio perfectly. He's the guy who doesn't punch the bully, but once someone else does, he comes over and kicks the bully. Like, he's just riding this. He's acting like he's, you know, he's dropping an album soon. Now he's doing like radio hits just talking about Andrew Cuomo and how bad he is. It's pretty amazing. But
he's coming across like a battered wife. He's the mayor of the largest city in the country.
Yeah, he's like, well, I've known for so long.
He bullied everybody. Just ask anybody.
That's why I believe
you've been
Ron
mayor for 7 years.
Exactly.
Why are we just hearing about it now?
Exactly. But I was talking to the mayor manager today about this whole Cuomo situation, and she brought up a great point. You have focused a lot in the past about Andrew Cuomo's ex-wife and the polo player, and it would appear in hindsight that Kerry Kennedy actually had her head on straight in this situation. And
I said that in my Monday internet-only column last week, Grace.
But
I
want to give you the opportunity on air. Would you like to issue an apology to Kerry Kennedy?
No, I would not. I'd like to issue my condolences to the three kids that have the last name Kennedy Cuomo.
Yeah, that's
oh,
a
yikes.
Rough one. Yeah.
Oh. This is why they made the probate and family court in Massachusetts, so you can go in and change your name if need be.
But Howie, you know what I was thinking about today? The Cuomo Bridge.
Yes.
And I know that was named after the father, Mario Cuomo.
Yes.
But between this Andrew Cuomo drama and the fact that maybe we can find out if Mario Cuomo liked Christopher Columbus or George Washington, maybe we can get it back to your old favorite,
the Tappan Zee.
I'm just saying, things are looking up for you.
Z is Dutch for sea. Tappan is a local Indian tribe. So it's cultural appropriation to change the name of the bridge to begin with from Tappan Zee to Mario Cuomo, who again is a countryman of, was a countryman of Christopher Columbus. That honky imperialist of days of yore.
All I'm saying, Howie, I'm just saying, things are looking up for Howard Lawrence Carr. I know that you've had this as an axe to grind for a long time about this bridge, and I think things are coming up roses for you.
I think it could happen. It could happen. Somebody said, why rename it the Tappan Zee Bridge? Why don't we name it the Donald J. Trump Bridge?
Oh!
After another famous resident of New York.
Nancy Pelosi would say, we're impeaching him for a third time.
The Thomas Dewey Bridge. I'd even name it the Averill Harriman Bridge instead of he was a one-term unsuccessful governor of New York between Dewey and Rockefeller. But I would let's get the Cuomo name off of CNN, off of the all stationary in Albany, and off of the Tappan Zee Bridge. That's what I say. That's my goal.
Amen. All right, Howie, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Grace. Hit refresh on your dinner routine with HelloFresh. Right now, you can take advantage of a new limited-time offer and see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh delivers simple recipes and high-quality ingredients picked at the peak of ripeness, so they're bursting with flavor by the time they reach your doorstep. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes or less. Try their 10 to 20 minute meals, low prep recipes, quick breakfasts and lunches, perfect for your busy schedule. HelloFresh offers more than 25 recipes each week, so there's something for everyone to enjoy, all designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Jared, did you cook your HelloFresh meal last night?
I did. We audibled a little bit. We had the bulgogi pork chops over a nice carrot salad. It was fantastic.
That sounds good. That's another meal you got. You were gonna do something.
Meal. The chicken sausage tagine will be tonight.
All right, so there you go. You can do a different meal every night. You probably had leftovers too, right, Jared?
I did. I ate them not too long ago.
See, there you go. You can get multiple meals out of a HelloFresh. If you got no kids or nobody else living there in your house except for two people, you can probably get multiple meals out of it. Over 4 out of 5 HelloFresh customers say HelloFresh helps them lead a healthier lifestyle with delicious, low-calorie, carb-smart, and vegetarian options every week. And it'll be good for your blood pressure, too, because you don't have to go to the supermarket and deal with all the BS in lockdown Massachusetts. Get better value. HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store and 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal without sacrificing the quality. Those are numbers from Zagat's Dining Survey. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping, for a limited time only. That's HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 for 12 free meals. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show. God bless Texas with his own hand.
God bless Texas. The Lone Star State is open. Is open for business. 844-500-4242. New York is not open for business. Neither is Massachusetts, Maine, Rhode Island, Vermont, Connecticut. At least Connecticut's getting the vaccines out. With a nut governor like Ned Lamont. It's still doing a better job than Massachusetts. 844-500-4242. So Fredo was sucking up to his older brother, baby Doc, all last year. They were on every night. It was the Smothers Brothers, if the Smothers Brothers weren't funny. And so now, last night, though, now that the worm has turned on Andrew Cuomo, Fredo announces to his dozens of viewers on CNN prime time that he's out of the Cuomo coverage business. Cut 25.
Before we start tonight, let me say something that I'm sure is very obvious to you who watch my show. And thank you for that. You're straight with me, I'll be straight with you. Obviously, I'm aware of what's going on with my brother. And obviously, I cannot cover it because he is my brother.
Because.
Now, of course, CNN has to cover it. They have covered it extensively, right, and they will continue
to do so.
I have always cared very deeply about these issues and profoundly so. I just wanted to tell you that. There's a lot of news going on that matters also, so let's get after that.
In other words, this is a non-story because it involves my brother, okay? So, get the hell out of my face, you fat tire biker. Or whoever you are. David Marcus from The Federalist, hassling my dear friend Jim Acosta, a fellow journalist. We'll be right back on Howie Carr.